Yo, 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 what up, what up, what up? It's your girl V Henny Man. You already know the vibes. Welcome to the Artistry where we talk shit about music, entertainment, and the everyday struggles. And you know how we do, man. We always have a dope guest in the building. We have Harlem's own / Bronx because, you know.
I like that. See, yeah. You are the only person that got that right, yo.
Yeah, that's because I do my research, boy. You understand? You understand?
She's about to struggle.
We got your boy right here, Ken Starrs in the building. I don't have a budget, so you know.
I know.
You understand? So
I fucks with the natural instruments.
Yeah, yeah, you know. I appreciate you being here, taking the time, you know. I see that you all, you're about to.
I'm going to go see the Barbie movie with my wife and shit. So
okay, okay.
My name is Ken, so.
It makes sense. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. You understand? I mean, you know.
It is a good movie, yo, so.
Let me know, because I was a little skeptic with it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know, it's just.
They don't tell me, I don't.
Because I was one of those with Barbies. Like, do you ever did this? Like, I used to take Barbies.
Play with Barbies?
And,
nah.
Yeah, make them, nah. Like, my Ninja Turtles ran a trainer.
I used to play with G.I. Joes, yo.
Okay. But you said, all right, but I used to have Ninja Turtles. My Ninja Turtles used to. Now I know it's run. They ran a train.
Oh, my
you know,
God.
On Barbie. That, yeah. I did that.
Used to,
but
play
I didn't know
toy.
At the time
used to really
it was
play with them.
Yeah, I used to. Yeah, but listen, before we dive into anything, I want to do
this. A Ninja Turtle? Nah, I'm dead.
Yo, facts, right? Cowabunga.
Yo,
but
I'm dead,
before we dive into anything, let's do a toast.
Why not?
You know, we got some Dillion right now. I want to say congratulations on everything you're accomplishing.
Thank you.
Super dope.
I appreciate it.
Congratulations. That. And let's drink up. You understand?
Wait. A toast to you. Okay. Your show.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
Plus, we on the same team, this group, this
That's
space.
A fact.
We're here.
We're here. Bow. You
All
right. heard it?
All right. All right. We could drink.
You could continue. There's more right here. Drink up. Because, you know, the more you drink, the more you talk.
True.
So, drink all you want.
I'm good.
I like it. Yo, but shout out to the fact that you've been doing this for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And I know you started, the first video, I would say, was the funeral slap.
Yeah, that kind of went viral on, yeah.
Right. Was that your first video?
No, that wasn't my first video. I had this something, and Boyz II Men had reposted it.
Okay.
But what really went viral was the casket slap. Shout out to AJTV.
Right, right.
My boy Jose. I got slapped in the casket.
Now you really slapped him though, right? Like,
yeah, we did it like 3 times. And the first time I did like a, you know, the acting slap.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw my shoulder. The director's like, no, I want to really slap him. I'm like, all right. I got to talk to my man Jose in the casket. Like, yo. You know, we cool and shit, but let's just do it for the gram. <You know? laughs> And then I slapped him.
That's crazy.
And that was just my angle. And I usually would post and be like, yo, check out my YouTube link or whatever.
Right, right.
And that's the clip that actually went crazy.
I know. That's why I was just wondering. So, all right. So then, but I learned that before all this, bro, you was a social worker?
God damn it. Yeah. Yeah, I was a social worker, yo.
So, wait, but, you was a snitch?
Whoa. You ready? I'm about to flip it on you.
All right, let's flip it.
I'm about to tell everybody what I used to do. I was a social worker for the Gay Men's Health Center, so I was helping the LGBT community and stuff like that. So people who would get discriminated against because they had HIV or AIDS and they couldn't get an apartment and shit like that or work, they'll come to us and we'll just help them out.
Oh, wow.
So I did that about 2 years.
Okay, 2 years. That's wild because
yeah, I know.
So all right, so y'all, because I would not, you know, it's crazy because I know, you know, moving forward, you're at now, you get a lot of heat.
Well, I do get a lot of heat.
Yeah. So, but knowing that your background, you started off, you know, you was doing this, and then obviously you,
I had already slapped a dude in the casket while I was working.
Okay.
At the Gay Men's Health Center.
So how they took all that, like?
Oh, man. It's kind of one of the reasons why I got fired, more or less. You know, I was coming late to work.
Okay.
Because I was getting hosting gigs.
Okay.
Like, yo, host this night at the strip club. Get out at 6 a.m. to be at work at 7 a.m. was kind of crazy for me. So I was coming in late. And, I was lying, too. You know? Yeah. I used to be like, yo, my father, yo, he's hurt or whatever. And then one time, they put me into the office and they got the iPad. And they're, like, showing me the flyer of me. And they're, like, starlets tonight.
Yo. <They're> like,
and that's what and hold on, this one topped it off. Some dude comes into the office and he's like, I know him.
Oh wow.
I see his videos. I don't want him using my life stories in his videos.
Nah.
Yeah, and they got rid of me, man.
Yeah, I mean, but that was like a gift and a curse.
Yeah, that matter of fact, that same day I ended up doing a video, went viral with Sasha Mercy. Shout out to Sasha.
Okay.
And that was my last job, bro.
So, do you miss having like I would say, I guess, a 9 to 5?
No.
Or you enjoy where you're at now?
I want to do what I love to do.
Okay.
That's how I wanted to live my life. Okay. Once I got to a certain age in my 30s, I was like, it's time, yo. Do what you want, bro, but figure out a way to make money out of it.
Right. So the transition, let's keep it a buck, right? Now that you're in this space of entrepreneurship, right, it's not easy. So how was that transition? Like,
well, I'm still in transition. I'm not where I want to be at.
Okay.
I still want to make more money. it's a struggle, but I always say it's a struggle, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Financially, but I'm happy.
Okay.
I'm happy struggling. Because I've seen more money than I've seen with a regular 9 to 5.
Right.
You know, I've been to places where I would never have been to if I would still have my 9 to 5.
Yeah, you've been a lot. I mean, listen, me watching you, like the outside looking in a sense, you've been outside.
I'll be outside sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, now you probably,
I'm chilling. I'll be outside, though.
But, you know, so that... Where is it that you want to go then? I know you want more money, but where is it that you see yourself in the long term, I guess?
I guess, you know where I do see myself? I want to be making movies. I want to do, like, what Adam Sandler kind of is, like, what he's been doing. Putting his friends in the same movies, keeping his circle close, you know?
Right.
And, like... creating that foundation.
That's dope.
You know, Happy Madison, that little Happy Madison group.
Right.
Shout out to Adam Sandler.
Nah, that's dope.
Yeah, like that. That's what I want.
You write your own material,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
When you got into this, did you start writing like your own material, or like were you just, you started off freestyling and eventually?
Nah, I didn't do nothing. I wasn't jumping on camera doing nothing crazy. I would have a skit in my head.
Okay.
I grew up watching, you know, Saturday Night Live, Mad TV, all these shows and stuff, and I always had ideas, so I would write my ideas and then just see how I could just put it together.
So what sparked up the idea of you, like, taking that initial step and be like, yo, I'm going to just do this stand-up?
As soon as I got fired.
As soon as you got fired?
As soon as I got fired that day. I never been fired like that before, like, security with your, waiting for you at your desk.
With your
box, and you got
to
go.
Material.
Shit. Yeah, and I was at a point where I was like, damn, what the hell am I going to do?
Right.
And I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to try to take a chance with this. And I haven't worked since, like, what, like 7 years, more or less?
Damn, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
The consistency is there.
Yeah, nah, but that too, and unemployment when I left. Because the dude liked my videos, and he was like,
what do that?
The dude was like, yo, I know what you do is I get it. But I'm going to be on unemployment. Don't even worry about it. You'll be all right.
So you was on unemployment for like, what, 6 months or a year?
Yeah, for like a year.
A year?
For like a year.
Did that help?
I was struggling. Yeah, it would help. But then after that, I was struggling.
Okay.
I didn't have that many followers. I'm still not verified, you know? So it's hard to get them type of deals and stuff and get promos.
Right.
When there's other comedians that got more followers and shit like that.
Let's talk about that. Why do you feel like you're still not verified?
Well, I got a lot of violations on my page, you know what I mean? I did a lot of risky stuff.
Okay.
And I got stuff pending.
Why don't you just pay for it?
Huh?
Why don't you just pay for it?
It's a free app. Well, I'm paying for anything. This is my 9th. This is my 10th Instagram page. You think I'm going to pay for it? No. Nah. I'm okay.
Crazy.
I'm okay, like, where I'm at. You know what I mean?
Okay. Do you feel like, because you know when TikTok, they be saying, like, how TikTok be having favoritism when it comes to content creators. Do you feel like Instagram is the same way?
I really don't care about that favoritism shit. Because if it's funny, it's funny.
Right.
If your shit goes viral, it goes viral, and nobody can stop that.
Okay. But going to your content, you're saying, yo, if it's funny, it's funny. But let's keep it a stack right now. Like, society is real sensitive.
Yeah.
So, like, how do you manage to stay true to your content and not allow outside perspective to get the best of you?
It's a chance that I take. Basically, I just do it.
Okay.
Because once say you don't have once that? Once I say I do post something and I know that it's crazy.
Okay.
My close group, you know, mm-hmm. this group, well, they would tell me.
Okay.
You know, the people that I have around me in my circle, they would tell me, and I'll take it there. You know.
Okay.
I can't be that much of an idiot though. You know what I mean? If I know I'm posting something and it's hurting some type of people or whatever, I got to take it there.
How long within your process you started having more of a, I guess, conscience on what you're posting?
Well,
or like, do you feel like you still have that? I don't give a.
No. I don't have that. I don't give a fuck attitude anymore. I learned, you know what I mean? Once I got older and I saw like, all right, I got to turn myself into a business. Like stuff is happening right now. I want people to take me serious. I know I'm not, it's not my 9 to 5, but it's turning into a 9 to 5 or 12 to 8 or 12 to 12
or 24/7.
24/7. Yeah. I gotta be on point, you know what I mean? So
how long you been how long? When I know you said you started realizing this is a business, but at what given point did you start realizing within your career? Or was there a specific video that made you be like, that people came to me like, yo, bro, you can't be doing that.
I got to host Soul Free Throw like 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
Shout out to Adam Torres. Shout out to the whole Soul Free Throw family. It was a big concert. Cardi B, Bad Bunny was there, and they had me host or whatever. And I got paid for it and all that. And I was like, okay, like, this is dope. I'm in the Barclays Center. But I didn't think I was going to be on the mic. So they gave me the mic or whatever. I get the crowd going crazy, whatever. I come back, and right there, I kind of figured, like, oh, shit. Mm. Like, I wasn't nervous. Like, I was nervous.
Beforehand?
Yeah, beforehand. But when I came off the stage, I was like, oh, shit. Like, shit's happening. Like, I should take myself a little bit more serious. So, like, I should start, creating my foundation, basically.
That's what's up. Are you starting to work now on the, because again, going back to the foundation of it, are you now, like, since you want that route in a sense of, like, a production in a sense, would that be? Like, the whole, like, Adam Sandler, like, you know, how like the guilt, like, the happy.
Yeah, and that made me get.
So are you starting that route?
I'm already on that route. That made me get my LLC, Have a Good Night Productions.
Mm.
And I started working with Rock the Bells.
Okay.
They were, like, the first people I got as a client. And Rock the Bell, shout out to LL Cool J and everybody over there in Queens. And I do promo.
Okay.
Promote for them and stuff like that. Video production for them. And what you said at the end of it?
Are you starting now, like, somewhat your foundation of, like, having this production?
Yeah. It's already starting.
So the people you have now, are, like, they part of your team? Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you go about working with people?
It's hard because I'm very picky, and I really don't like to work with people randomly.
Okay.
Especially people that come out of the blue.
Okay.
Then when you go to their page, it's just memes. Like, just some people just want to see, some people just want the following and do what you do, but they don't know what you do. They don't know it's kind of stressful. Well, it is stressful at times. They don't know, you know, the heartbreaks, the everything, you know, losing friends, making new friends, making no money, making some money, you know, it's a lot, you know.
You know how they say that, you know how they be saying, like, when the more you succeed in life, like it can be a lonely road in a sense. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah, it has been lonely. I mean.
So how you manage to, step out of that, I guess, negative space.
You see, I was looking for a circle.
Okay.
And a circle ended up finding me.
Mm, that's what they say.
This space, this group. Shout out to everybody on this group. They ended up finding me, and it was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to stop looking for people. I got people here.
Right. And that shit, you know, easier said than done in a sense, right? Because it's like, I get it when you're looking for people.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like you come across in a space, not all the time, but for the majority of it is like disappointment. Because sometimes you want to win, you want those that you fuck with to win with you as well.
That's all I ever wanted. I mean, y'all helped me, right? Now let me help y'all.
What's one of the biggest challenge you can say you overcame, and to this day it resonates with you as a lesson learned?
I guess my attitude against towards people.
How was it?
I didn't consider management for a long time.
Okay.
For like about a year. Was it like a year or two?
Yeah.
A year or two. A two ago, I ran into.
You didn't have management?
No, I didn't. I used to tell people, yeah, my manager hit you up, and I had a different email, and it was me.
Really? Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah, I didn't really trust people, you know? And especially with this, especially with what I do, what I put out.
Right.
Why would I trust somebody else with my videos, with my page, with what the fuck I do?
But have you, I mean, I get it, but did you experience anything? Like, did you try to get, like?
No? I didn't try enough. I didn't look for
it. At all?
Yeah, I didn't look for it. Okay. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to do me. I'm just going to be funny. Hopefully somebody finds me.
Right.
But I never looked for it. I never thought about it or nothing like that.
So now you have management, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, let's definitely dive into the fact that I know you working on a show, correct? Yeah. Let's talk about that. How did, like, this happen?
That was through my management. Uh-huh. Basically, we had De Leon. Shout out to De Leon.
Right.
They wanted to do a promo, and they picked out some videos. They picked one of mine. Then they had me do it every week. Then I started getting paid for it. And then they started, I guess, De Leon connected with Diddy. And they flew me out. I thought I was getting my second check, my third check over there in L.A. And I didn't get paid, but it's all right. I ain't mad.
He ain't mad.
No, I'm not mad. I don't care. Because they ended up putting me on the video for the Gotta Move On. And I'm like, oh, shit. I end up going to Diddy's backyard, and he's there. We meet.
Okay.
Cool-ass motherfucker. And he's just there like, yo, I want a show.
Right.
I'm like, what? That's He was like, yo, I want a show and a podcast, but let's do the show first. I'm like. Okay.
So are you writing the show? Like, are you really?
Yeah, he from his words was like, I want you to do what you do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The same shit you do, just do it.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do it bigger.
Right. You know? So how many episodes are we expecting?
Oh, we got like 6 episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And each 6 you were a part of the treatment.
Yeah.
How was that? Like,
it was fucking stressful,
bro.
It still is stressful now. Like, I'm still working on it. Okay. Like, here and there, because, you know, after a while, you see your videos, you still got time to, like, you know, touch on them. I'm very picky, so it's like, hey, take this out, delete this, delete that.
Mm.
Let's shoot this over.
Hey, do you have, like, a deadline for that? Like, because you said you're still working on it.
Supposedly in the next 2 months, more or less.
Okay.
Yeah, like a month or so, they're going to start talking about it.
You should be proud of yourself.
I am, yeah. I am, like, this is what I wanted.
But
I just wanted a chance. I don't care where it came from. But the last person I did think was the Black Elton John.
Mm.
I didn't think P. Diddy was going to fucking hit me up, my nigga, and be like, yo, pull up. I was like, what?
How was your reaction with that?
If you see my video on IG, that's when I first meet him.
Right.
But, like, when I got off camera, I was like, holy shit. Like,
right.
Holy shit.
Right. Yeah. That's crazy. That's why I said you should be proud of yourself. You know why? Because again, when you got let go from a job, right? You got fired. And then it's like, all right, I'm gonna do this. And like you said, it's still to this day a challenge, right? You go from it's roller coaster up and down. So like looking from where you're, you know, looking to the past or where you're at now, when in doubt. I'm sure you had those moments where you maybe doubted yourself or felt as if I'm not sure if I want to do this. How did you transfer that energy into a positive mindset for yourself?
But I'm here because of my management, this group. I'm here because of them, the people I have in my circle now. So when I do have that doubt, you know, I'm hitting up, you know, my fiance. You know, she's close to me, and she gets the.
She gets everything. I'm sure because she was your biggest support.
Oh no, she was like the fucking showrunner there. She was there holding shit down, yeah. But you know, then I got my management. I got Mike, Don.
Right.
I got other people around me. Kaba, you know, we got.
Nah, we got, you know, and shout out to the team, Juan, you know, like, because again. Know,
I had thumb up, you know, when I need help and shit. And it's different now.
Yeah.
It's different for me because I never had people I could reach out to be like, yo, can you do this? Right, you know, right. Can you do this for me? Or like, so it's weird to me. Still.
That's what I was going to say. How, but look, because I know that feeling, right? Because I be sometimes be like, yo, I'm not trying to be like, sometimes I'd be like with Gaba, right? Like, I'd be like, yo, I'm going to do this. And he'd be like, nah, I'm going to do it. And I'm like, nah, like, you know? So like, how uncomfortable can it be?
That was, you know what? Speaking of another challenge for me and shit personally, that was part of my problem was letting go.
Right.
I can't. I still don't.
Right.
You know
what
I mean? But I let loose a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm still holding on, but yeah, you can take a little bit of strain, my nigga. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, it's hard to let go when you've been doing. I've been doing it for so long by myself. You know, it's like,
and
it's hard to trust people. But
it is.
Lately, you know, everybody's been working, and we're becoming a good team, man.
That's dope. That's dope that you have that energy. You have the support system with wifey. You know, mm-hmm. And you know. Again, I think that's a beautiful thing, right? Because it's like, especially what you do, like, to have the fact that she's supporting you, you know, like, let's keep it a stack.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think I was ever going to be with anybody again after me and my BM broke up. Because I was like, I'm going to do this full time.
Right.
I'm going to be famous. I'm going to make these videos. And I'm going to be a bachelor forever. And I met her. And wow. She understood what I was doing and... She was with the shits.
And her being with the shits, like I said, like it's dope because it's just living the life that you live, you have to have that trust, that communication, you know, the confidence within each other because, you know, again, you not only oh, just no, you,
don't,
bro.
Don't,
it's
don't
just,
get me wrong. The beginning was it was rocky because, you know, we were still new.
Right. You're still learning each
other.
Yeah,
we're still learning each other and... You know, shit was getting a little crazy. You know, more girls is hitting me up to do videos and
shit.
Right.
More
girls want to get butt naked for the videos. Holla. my girl's cool with it, you know. And
that's what's up.
She was extra cool with it. She was like, yeah, go ahead. You want me to put baby oil on your butt? I'm like, oh, shit.
But I want to definitely tap into the fact of, you know, your pop series, right?
Copy.
Right. So... me personally, once you started releasing that, loved it because I can relate to it. And yo, bro, you did mad videos, and I was like, yo, I would go to my mom, like, ma, who's this? And I'd be like, this is, yo, like, cause, you know, like, so my mother would laugh, and it's just like, you know, learning the story on, you know, which you can explain more, like, mm-hmm. How did you start this series? And now, like, are you planning on doing anything more with this?
Oh, all right. So the series was supposed to be with my mom's.
Right.
But my mom don't get on camera like that.
Okay.
It'd be rare that she get on camera. That's the Colombian side of my family. My mom.
Oh, your mom is the Colombian.
Yeah, my mom is
side.
Colombian.
Okay.
But she didn't want to do it, but my boy was in the crib, and I was like, yo, talk Spanish, sound a little older, and... I got a pound of weed. Make me throw it out.
Right.
Know? Just talk your just talk your shit. I'm gonna throw the weed out, and that shit hit. I didn't think it was gonna hit. Then the next day, I was there like, I'm about to do more of these, you know. And at the same time, you know, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Like, my father had passed away, so I started forgetting certain memories.
Okay.
So I started one day. I got up and I just started writing down mad shit my pops used to do.
Right.
Stealing fruits at the fruit stand and put it in his pocket, like real stupid shit. And then I started turning them into skits.
Okay. So the reason why I wanted to tap into that, right, is because I would consider you a comedian. You know, like for me, I know you have your so many different terms, content creator, influencers, et cetera, right? But like, you know how they say that comedians use humor as a coping mechanism, right?
Mm.
So I want to know, what's your relationship with humor?
I love laughing. I don't know. I just, my whole shit with humor was sitting back and then being with family and friends and just having a good time.
Gotcha.
You know, like going to the club, but without the drinking and the smoking. I mean, a little smoke head, you know, bother nobody.
Right.
But just sitting back and just...
I don't smoke like that.
Enjoying life.
Right.
And just laughing, you know. At the same time, you know, I don't want to say I was depressed because I wasn't.
Okay. Not because you know there's mad comedians that be dealing with that shit. So that's why I got to ask this question, because it be deeper than what it is with the laughter.
I don't feel like I wasn't depressed and I needed the humor, or because I was a big dude, I needed the humor.
Right, I'm
an asshole, yo.
Right.
You know, and I always been like that, you know. I like making jokes. I'm sorry. Right, I love laughing, yo. That shit is hilarious to me. I like when being in a library and it's mad quiet and somebody farts. That shit is hilarious to me. I don't know why. It's just stupid.
Nah, I get it.
I just laughing. I love to laugh, yo.
People fall, bro. It's funny.
Look, you see?
Nah, it is funny.
It is funny, but it's fucked up, but it's funny.
Right. But that's what I said. Like, that's why I'm like, and that's dope. The fact that you don't, you know, you wasn't depressed. You just like laughing. Like, for me, I'm like, all right, cool. I wanted to know if there was something deeper. Because, you know, again, like, you had your Robin Williams where he committed suicide, you know, yeah, and it's like, yeah, and you'd be like, damn. Like, I thought
it is sad, though, that, you know, some comedians do go through that. But
thankfully, you're not there.
I could have been there because when my pops, but I wasn't into the comedy stuff around the time my pops passed. So I really, it probably would have been different.
Maybe. Right.
I was doing the IG stuff and my father passed away. But I wasn't doing the comedy. I was working at Bally Total Fitness.
Were you?
Yeah.
Nah.
I was.
What you was doing?
I was the, you want to know? Yeah, you know what? I'm going to tell you. The same day I got fired from Bally's was the same day my pops passed away.
Oh, my God. Sorry
to hear
that.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, bro. You don't realize the pattern? Huh? Like, the same day you got fired, something.
Yeah, something happens. My pops passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Nah, it's all good. I went to Puerto Rico right after.
I don't know if that's a vacation. I don't know if that's a joke.
You know what? I call it a vacation because it was the most fun time I ever had in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Got to meet family I never seen.
Okay.
Saw my stepbrother. Got drunk with my uncles I haven't seen since I was like 3. That's why I call it a vacation. I don't want people to think I'm a real dick and shit. But
I mean, you know, I was just like... So are you more on the Colombian side or more on the Puerto Rican? Doesn't like.
I'm more on the me side.
On the me
you know
side?
What I mean? Just because, you know, I like to represent.
Okay. At the Latinos.
I like to represent Latinos worldwide. Yeah, that's it. You know what I mean? And my block, my hood, my community. That's what I'm about.
So, what's your favorite Colombian dish?
Ooh.
Come on, man. We end.
I'm thinking, hold on. I know we in Queens. You know, I'm always going to go with the arepas and the chicharrón.
Arepa con queso is banging.
They had that too, you know.
Arepa, okay.
Get me an entraña if I want, you know, with the potatoes.
Okay.
I go in.
Okay, what about Puerto Rican dish?
Oh, you already know. Arrobichuela, bite.
Okay.
Say that quick. That's what I was always getting a lot.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, my mom had to cook for my pops, and that's what he wanted, you know. He didn't want no arepa. He wanted arepa sometimes, but...
But I don't want that shit. No. I know you want to leave a legacy, but what type of legacy you want to leave?
Damn it. Fucking questions. What type of legacy I want to leave? I want to leave a legacy where people can say that he manifested what he wanted.
You believe in the power of manifestation?
Yeah, I swear to God, I was working at a sneaker store.
How many jobs did you
have? I had more jobs than a Jamaican and a Mexican, you know?
Okay. All right.
But I was working at a sneaker store when I started doing these videos, these skits with my boys. I was like, yo, this shit'll be dope. I have my own show. Or like, even in high school, when I was in high school, you know, I was class clown.
Right.
And my boy, Kwazi Kessie, he works for Adidas. Y'all need some shoes. He would tell me, and I'll never forget, he'd be like, yo, you're going to get your own show one day, bro, and I'm going to be a designer. He ended up becoming a designer, though,
really?
Which is dope.
Okay.
He's like, dude, that dope clothing and shit. I forgot the name of it. My fault, though, bro.
His eye, though.
Yeah. But, I had a dream, and I'm making it happen.
You are. Shout out to everything you're manifesting. Yeah. And I do believe. Like, I said it to myself. I was like, yo, I'm going to get you on an interview. I've been harassing you.
You know what it is? Nah, I'll be honest with you. I don't really do interviews like that. Lately, I was like, you know what? Let me do an interview.
I don't take offense to it. I understand it. I really don't. But
I'm going to tell you right now.
I was harassing you.
I'm going to tell you right now. I feel like maybe it was time for us to do it now.
Yeah.
Because I have something to talk about.
I agree.
You know what I mean? That's why sometimes I don't... People be like, yo, why you don't do stand-up like that? I'm like, Not right now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I want to, personally, I want to do stand up when I'm old, but I don't got to write material and I can just tell y'all stories about my life of Instagram, how I got here, where I'm at now, and just enjoy myself and just talk to y'all.
I agree with you. I mean, thankfully, you know, because you, if you would have accepted that, right? My old spot was mad hood, bro. Like, you understand? Like, it was a basement. Bomberos right there. You understand? But
that's where you started. I mean,
I know you definitely do. But I power manifestation is truly a real thing. And the fact of you mentioning how we're like where you're at is, it's again, I love the, it's a beautiful process. It's a pain in the ass at times because you know how they say trust the process.
Yeah,
and sometimes you're like, bro, when is my time?
You don't even know. Oh my God, bro. I think this was my year or last year.
Okay.
Where I was like, what the fuck am I doing, bro? I've been doing this shit for so long, and my mom would tell me, like, just keep doing it. You don't know. Don't know all that. You know, just keep doing it. And that's how I felt. Like, I just feel like, just wait. And I used to tell my friends, too. Like,
right.
Even the people I don't fuck with now, yeah, I used to tell y'all, just wait. The same thing my mom used to tell me, just wait. And I waited. Got management, and I still waited. And then I waited a few more months, and then something happened.
Right.
You know, so.
So.
I think if you, whatever it is that you do or you want to do in life, and you keep doing it, and you're good at it, something's going to happen. Something's got to fucking give.
Right. No, I agree with something got to give, because if
either, not. Yeah, yo, if I'm in McDonald's and I'm at the register all the time, you better make me lead cash in 3 months, yo.
Yo, facts, bro. Like, hold on, you want another drink?
But I still got some. Don't try to get me fucked up, but thank you.
Yeah, we can't have you going to acting like a sloppy Ken, you understand?
Word. Sloppy Ken from the bar. Man, that's crazy. Sloppy Ken.
Sloppy Ken, bro. Boom, you heard it first.
Yeah.
Let me, yo, so wait, all right. Bronx, Harlem.
All right. I was born in the BX.
Where in the BX?
In Morris Avenue. I went to Lincoln Hospital.
Oh, you was, then I, you went to Lincoln? I mean, you was born in Lincoln?
She said I went to Lincoln. I choosed it.
Yeah, I'm like that. I know, right? Like,
I went to stinking Lincoln Hospital. That's what they be calling it.
That's the hospital you go with a paper cut, come out with a broken arm.
Yo, I'm dead. I'll never forget. I was 5, 6, 7 years old in Lincoln Hospital, and I had stitches on my head. And there was a girl next to me, and I was telling my pops, like, why is she here? And then the mother goes, she hears the thing in her ear. I'm like, what? She shows me her ear, and it's a cockroach. All she hears is it's fucked up, but I was dying. I was laughing, but I was scared. But maybe because I was scared, that's why I was laughing. She had a whole roach in hand. Wait,
like a roach or like a water bug type shit?
It was a regular roach.
And then she was like,
yeah, remember, she's like 7 years old. The girl's like little
disgusting.
Kid. Yeah, I don't know why I brought up that story, but that was mad funny, though.
But I feel like that happened to my cousin, but I feel like what kind of house he was living in at that point, right? Because that happened to my cousin. He had a roach in his ear.
We were from the Bronx.
I know that. I'm from the Bronx,
that's
so
all
I
I'm going to say.
I get it.
I was living in the Bronx. Yo, my whole ceiling. I was living on the 5th floor. The whole ceiling came down. We saw the sky.
What is that? The sky. The sky roof you had.
I was 10 years old. I'm like, oh, shit. We moving. Like, it's over for us.
So from the Bronx, you went to Harlem.
To the Bronx, we go to Harlem. I go to Spanish Harlem, 105th Street.
Okay. And then you just been from, you know, so Bronx.
And then from
Harlem,
there, I moved 105th. I go to 110.
Okay.
And then I've been there. Psh,
yeah.
You know, Bronx made me. Harlem raised me. And
so people confused where you from. That's what, because when I opened up, you know, you was just like, yo, I said Bronx/Harlem. And you was just
yo. Some people just think I'm from Harlem, you know. But I rep the BX, you know. My pops is in the BX.
I mean, you better, bro. I mean,
you better. You know
what I'm saying? I'm
with the Yankees,
too,
you know.
But
like, I love Harlem. Harlem is my home. Spanish Harlem is my home. You know what I mean? That's where the Puerto Rican festival's at.
Right.
The mayor over there for the festival every summer.
I saw that you had like the longest durag, was it? Like,
you know.
Okay.
Shout out to Please Look At My Ass. He's a designer. He's a designer from New York. Yo, he's dope as hell, bro.
Well, lastly, I want to know, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
Man, I can't even talk about that, though.
I mean, why not?
Oh, man. When was the last time I did something for the first time? Oh, you know what? Damn it. Yeah, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna go this route.
All right.
When
PG-13.
When I yeah.
Okay.
When
okay.
I became part of this group.
Oh.
Nah, for real. Because nah, that was a turning point for me. You know what I mean? And that's when everything changed. You know.
That's dope.
That's when everything changed for me. You know what I mean? People were taking me more serious.
You're gonna have Mike and Don like. Nah, that's my quote, I saw him, bro.
Nah, but it was a turn because I wasn't into management. I wasn't into that. I was just making videos. Yeah.
Okay.
I pay me for a promo. I'll do it for you. I got you. You know, they was like, that's what you're charging. You should charge more. You know,
right.
They just made me, you know, change my attitude.
So do you think before this group, were you in a space of like,
yep.
Yeah, like, yep. Not like, just, it was just comfortability.
I was too comfortable to a point where I was there, like, whatever happens, happens.
Right.
And I hate that saying so much now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I feel like you control what happens.
I agree.
So you fix that.
I feel like I don't believe in luck.
The what?
I don't believe in that term, like, good luck. Right? For me, I'm like, you set the tone to where you want to be.
Yeah, you change that. You change that. Or, like, even... What is it? Faith or whatever? Like, faith you met this person or whatever? Yeah. I just feel like part of you makes that happen too, not just faith.
Absolutely. No, I agree with you. So, yeah, so then I can definitely, again, that's why I say you should be proud of yourself. I'm sure you are, you know. You know, I think just sometimes I don't know if you ever experienced that or did it yourself, where it's like it's hard for you to celebrate your wins.
Yeah, I still haven't celebrated anything. Yet.
Okay.
Just because I feel like I still need to do more.
Okay.
I still need to do more.
I would just say
I like having a good time. Cool, yo. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. But I still got to do more.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
People be worried about the wrong things. I just.
But is it people?
Live your life.
Is it people in real life? Or do you feel like social media worries about the wrong things?
Both.
Okay.
Both?
Yeah. Because you deal with...
Both. Okay. It's both, because we got those people in real life that, you know, once they feel a certain way, they go straight to the gram and post about them. You know, so it's both.
This definitely go. Yo, listen, more power to you for having that mentality of not giving a fuck in a sense, right? You do give a fuck.
No, I give a fuck, but to an extent, you know?
When I say not giving a fuck, I mean like... You're not worrying about the perspective, like the negativity of certain things. You're not gonna put yourself. You're not gonna. I'm assuming, right? You're not gonna allow certain things to take you out of character.
Yeah, no. It takes a lot to get me out of character, but personally and on Instagram, because when people come at me on IG, I don't even care.
Right.
In person, it's different. But
have you had somebody come to you in person? Like, yo.
Oh yeah. What? I had people try to sucker punch me and everything. You know, just over Instagram, you know. They didn't like the way I was talking to them on IG or something, or for comment or something. All right, cool.
That's why. So wait, before we, because I keep hearing this term, the internet is fake. Do you agree?
No, it's not.
Okay.
The internet is not fake. Because we all do the same thing. When we get up in the morning and we go to our phones, straight to the internet, and that's real. Have a good night. Once you get up, you touch your phone, you go on IG, that's the realest shit ever, because that's what everybody does. And that's something that's just everybody's accustomed to, and that's the life we live.
Okay, I see that.
That's real life to me. That's what everybody does.
Okay, I can see that perspective. I see the perspective of people equal... Like your followers with money, or people look at the fact that because you have this fame or the popularity, you are in this place in your life. So that's why I was wondering, like, you know, that concept. But I definitely see that perspective.
No, I see that too. That's another perspective too. People may think that I got mad money, or people.
I mean, you get booked like crazy, so hopefully.
Yeah,
you know.
Nah, I'm still broke. You know, I'll be honest with you, I'm still broke. You know, like. Not that I'm broke. See, okay. you're taking broke the wrong way. I take broke as like I'm doing better than what I was last year.
Okay. Okay. You know what
I mean? But now I want to do better next year.
As you should.
As I should, right?
Right.
So I still want more.
As you should.
But even if, like, even that I be giving food out, mm-hmm. you know, I work with certain organizations and restaurants to get food out in the neighborhood. People might see me a different way, too. Like, who the fuck he think he is, you know, giving this food out? You know what I mean? Like, who you think Nino Brown giving food out to people that I can't get food out in the hood, you know? So is it a slippery slope with the whole internet shit? But you just got to figure out
as long as you have good intentions.
Yeah, good intentions and straight true to yourself.
Right, right. And you are. You're a rising star, Ken. You're doing a lot. Again, congratulations on everything you're accomplishing.
Thanks.
And, you know, continue it. You know, honestly, me personally, like, I don't know you as much, right? I do, you know, I know you. We've seen each other, mm-hmm. et cetera. But I will say for me, like, seeing the start of it all, you know, I'm proud of you.
Oh, I appreciate
it. You know, so continue doing it. Continue stepping out of the box. And yeah, I already know, man. Definitely for those that are watching, if you can, like, let them know, you know, where they can find you. All that good stuff.
You can find me at Ken Starrs, K-E-N. S-T-A-R-R-R. What is
that? R-R-R. You have three R's.
Three R's and a Z, yeah. It's my 10th page, y'all. I'm sorry.
10th page. That's wild.
You can find me on that on Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, and yeah, that's it.
You don't have OnlyFans or nothing like that?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah, no OnlyFans. We tried that in the beginning, but no.
Nah? Okay. All right.
But no, but not like that I was getting freaky and shit.
No, that's what... Hold oh, up, no, yo. Bro. I mean,
she tried to slip that
I'm
in.
I'm not
there.
Trying to.
She said, oh, sloppy can.
Like yeah, yeah, sloppy can, bro.
I wanted to do like behind the scenes and shit. Mm. But this is what I was getting.
Behind the scenes of what?
Hold up. This is why I was getting deleted a lot.
Okay.
I used to have wrong, you know, I used to have all the porn stars in my videos and it used to be raunchy, funny comedy videos, mm-hmm. but there was too much. So I was going to show behind the scenes and then I stopped doing that and changed my whole shit up a little bit. You know?
Gotcha. I mean, I'm not going to lie. You had like an HBO after late night type
Yeah,
shit.
I know, bro. Page and like really... I still got violations from like 3 years ago on my page that don't want to go away.
I could imagine, bro. Because you had certain videos. I was like, yo, why go to a strip club if I could go on your page?
Well, good times, yeah.
Good times. You understand? I want to say shout out to everybody who's been watching, liking, commenting. Again, there's no reason why you shouldn't be following him. All his information will be in the description box below. All you got to do is click on it. You understand? It's free. You know? And it's your girl, V. Henny, The Artistry Show. And we out.
Wait. Why V. Henny?
So, all right. I like that you asked me this. So, why V. Henny? So, V, it's my first initial for my name.
Uh-huh.
And then Henny, because I used to go to Roosevelt. Right in the wrong.
Every day after school, we get drunk.
Again,
nah, for real.
Nah, I mean, nah, but all right. So Henny was. So I used to rap. So it was Hennessy. And then what happened? Remember with Remy Ma when she was Remy Martin.
All right.
So she got apparently like there was an issue like a lawsuit or something with her name due to copyright infringement.
So you didn't want to get sued.
Yeah. I don't know. And I'm in high school, bro.
They can sue me. Take me out of class. I gotta change my name. What?
Yo, I don't know why, but
this
I was
she
like,
was
you
on
know
shrooms.
What? If I make it as a rapper,
she was high as shit. Like, yo, I gotta change my name. They're gonna find me.
I really was. Yo, so that's
the only way I'm gonna be a superstar if I change my name.
That's a fact.
I'm dead, Joe.
Yo, so that's it.
That's what's up,
V. Henny. So.
More
I
power
tell
to
people
you, yeah.
straight up, like I'd be like when they meet me, I'd be like, "Yo, V. Henny." So sometimes they'd be like, "V. Honey," and I'm like, "No, honey, where you hear honey?" So that shit gave me tight. So now this is why I'd be like, "Yo, V. Henny, vagina Henny." You understand?
Oh, wow. And we're out.
You understand? Rock out with your cocks out, jam out with your clam out.
I never heard that word. I'm dead.